Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and as I speak, thousands, literally thousands of bands are rolling into Austin, Texas, followed quickly by gangs of marauding music journalists and just as many excited fans. They're all settling upon the city not for great barbecue, or maybe not only for great barbecue, but also for the South by Southwest Music Festival, which begins officially tomorrow. Now in its 26th year, this thing covers nearly every realm of cultural production, film, technology, but music still is the soul of the festival. The Wall Street Journal's Jim Fusilli is heading out there on Wednesday, and he joins us in the studio today with a preview of what he's looking forward to, which includes this band Mikke Snow from Sweden.
They're from Sweden, yeah.
Good to have you back on the show.
Thanks, John.
Why do you go to South by Southwest?
I go for research purposes. I mean, that my perfect South by for me would be to just wander from club to club, club to club, club to club, from dawn until the following dawn, and come away with a positive impression of 50 bands I've never seen before.
Right. That's why we went, too, a couple of years ago. And what we found is you can't go from club to club because even with the super platinum badge, you still have to wait 40 minutes to get into each club. And once you realize that, you realize the only way I'm going to see anything is to pick one club and stay there for the night and just hope for the best.
That's one strategy.
What's the other?
The other strategy.
Stand out on 6th Street in Austin for hours on end?
Or you know, not go to see a band that you can see in your hometown. I mean, this is one of the advantages of being in New York or L.A. or some other major market. Those bands that are drawing that kind of crowd are probably going to come to your town anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing for big names. You know, this year Jay-Z is going to be there again. And
Bruce Springsteen is doing the opening speech,
yeah,
and an intimate performance.
Right.
Norah Jones is there, the multiple Grammy winner Skrillex. But I guess from what you're saying, it's about the people you don't know.
I think so, John. I mean, you can see all of those names we just mentioned in your hometown. You know, if you live within 100 miles of a major city or a college town, they're going to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
At South By, you're going to see people that you've heard a tiny bit about. You want to see maybe if they can do it live, what kind of presence they have.
All right, so give me an example. Who are you looking forward to hearing at South By this week?
Well, Mikke Snow, for example. You know, they're from Sweden. These are largely studio musicians. Their last album came out in 2009. They have a new album coming out, I think, in 2 weeks. I've seen them live. They were kind of stationary.
Mm.
They didn't move live like they did on record. They've done some TV appearances since. They seem to be a little bit more mobile now, but the music requires them to get the audience up and about, and I want to see if they can do that.
Okay. What about this Canadian band called, Arkells? Arkells? How do we say this?
I say Arkells. Okay. But John, there's a perfect example. I mean, we don't even know how to say the band's name. But, you know, the record sounds great. They've been around for a while. This is a chance for this band to go to the next level. You know, many years ago, Patrick Carney of the Black Keys said to me, "You won't get buzz at South By if you don't have buzz already."
Hmm.
And the Arkells are a band like that. People know about them, but what can they do to get to the next level?
All right, so for them, it's going to be about taking a little threshold of buzz and building something important on it. And the band, we think, is called Arkells.
Through hard times, but we're on this one.
From Ontario, Canada, the band Arkells from their album Michigan Left. The album comes out in the States next month. This week, they will be part of the music marathon known as the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. Jim Fusilli of the Wall Street Journal is not only going, you're hosting the Wall Street Journal's YouTube channel feed from the festival, right?
That's correct, yeah.
So looking forward to this band from Canada. What does it mean to, you know, have that buzz and build? I mean, what do bands hope to get? This is not American Idol. You're not going to get, like, you know, major label, number one hit record a month later, right?
Right. This is an incremental growth. But, for example, I saw the Joy Formidable last year. They were at an NPR showcase, but they also played the customary weed-filled parking lots and beer-stained bars. And by November, they were opening for somebody at Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, magic can happen, but it's better to go there, meet some people, move up incrementally.
Many years ago, the New Pornographers seemed to, you know, there was like a little bit, hey, have you heard this band? And by the end of South by Southwest, it seemed like everybody had heard of the band, and it really catapulted them. So that sort of thing can happen.
Yeah, happen with Delta Spirit,
mm-hmm.
The Boxer Rebellion. You know, you go there, and they're not exactly on your radar, but you start hearing things in the hotel or on the street. People are talking about a band that's doing six or seven sets.
Right.
And you go.
Now, Flustradamus. From Chicago. These are DJs, right?
Yeah. And they will give you relief from the bludgeoning of dubstep that has taken over electronic music.
This is a little bit from their 2012 release called Total Recall. A little bit from Flustradamus from Chicago, title track from their Total Recall EP. They, too, will be hoping to stand out from the crowd, and it is a crowd, Jim. They're saying, like, over 2,000 bands this week.
Yeah, and it can be unbearable. And those lines that you described, are it's not an overstatement. You can go into a club and have a really bad experience wanting to hear somebody and being in a room full of people who just don't care. You've got to pick your spots, and mm-hmm. you've got to work it hard, I think.
And a final band that you're looking forward to, Patrick Kelleher and his Cold Dead Hands. There is a name I will not soon forget.
Right. A couple years ago, put out an album, him and his guitar, minuscule arrangements, nice folky type thing. And where do you hear what he's done with his sound now?
So this is a five-piece band from Dublin, Ireland, that Jim Fusilli is looking forward to seeing when he heads down to the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas. The official opening is tomorrow. You start your YouTube feed presumably Wednesday or Thursday?
As soon as we get on the ground on Wednesday late afternoon.
Jim Fusilli, rock and pop critic for The Wall Street Journal. Nice to have you back with us on Soundcheck.
Good to see you, John.
Kelleher and his Cold Dead Hands from Dublin, Ireland. Still to come, folk punk songwriter Frank Turner from London. He's heading to Austin tomorrow for South by Southwest, but first, he'll join us for a live performance on Soundcheck.